Listen up. I got to tell you about this beautiful author and publisher, Gail Delicious Johnson. Gail Delicious Johnson is proud to announce the publication of her new revised issue of her latest suspenseful novel, Back to Zero. Read this riveting story of intrigue, conflict, love, and suspense. Follow the trail of abuse, secrets, lies, and love. And check it out. You can't just read the back of the book, because you have to prepare yourself for the mind-blowing, explosive ending. Order your personally autographed copy of Back to Zero by visiting www.jjpublishing.com. That's www.jayjaypublishing.com. Back to Zero is a fictional story with a dash of reality. It's a tale about Anthony Thomas, a man who lost the most precious things in his life, starting with his first childhood love, Gloria. Tragedy soon followed after losing his mom to cancer, and shortly thereafter, he lost his wife, Lynn, and son, Junior, in a horrific car crash. With each traumatic incident, Anthony was branded, sending him back to zero. 30 years later, Anthony runs into Gloria, and the flames in their hearts are still burning. Gloria, now a law enforcement official who also comes with baggage, a psychotic husband named Wayne Anderson who is out of control. He too is a law enforcement official that's abusive, jealous, and an alcoholic. Wayne treats Gloria miserable. While snooping behind his wife, he finds out that she had research information concerning Anthony on the internet. Wayne goes into a rage of madness like a rabid dog because in his sick, twisted mind, he feels threatened and accuses Gloria of sleeping with Anthony. Often he would evict her from the house, but not realizing the night would come when he forces his wife straight into the arms of Anthony. After spending an intense, earth-shattering night of lovemaking, Gloria opens up and confesses to Anthony that she still loves him. Rekindling their relationship is dangerous, and Wayne will stop at nothing to make his wife and her first love's life a miserable hell while fighting his own demons. Wayne harbors a deep, dark, and deadly secret, one he thought he and only the devil knew. Find out what happens when Gloria uncovers the truth about her abusive, lawless husband's mysterious past. The devastation will bring the three of them together in an explosive confrontation. Find out the shocking secrets Wayne harbored and prepare yourself for who will pay the ultimate price for his lawless actions. Gail Delicious Johnson says, Back to Zero will take you where the law becomes the abuser. Order this fast-paced, action-packed, filled drama by best-selling author Gail Delicious Johnson from her web store at JJ Publishing. That's J-A-Y-J-A-Y Publishing.com. Remember, abuse is never an option.
All righty then, we're back. That was Frankie Beverly and Maze. I Will Never Let You Down. I love that song. Okay, we're here for our special guest this evening, Michael Mojaleski. And if you listeners out there have any questions or comments you'd like to make or ask, the call-in number is 646-652-2877. Again, the call-in number is 646-652-2877. And my co-hosts, y'all better get off the wall and stop being so quiet. What's going on? You have any questions or comments?
I'm listening to this fascinating man. He has my attention because I know so much about the school he graduated from, and so he has to be good. He just has to be good. It's amazing. It really is. I mean, you know, I have a cousin who got a doctorate, and she's a teacher now at IU up in Bloomington. And it's a fascinating field. She is in language. She knows 7 languages. She got her master's in language. So all of that, you know, brings me back to Michael and his excerpts around the world. It's fascinating.
Well, you know, it's funny, guys, as we were talking earlier, how men are attracted through their eyes, and women, a lot of women, you can't say all in any case, but a lot of women, it's more through the ears. It's more,
yes,
you know, the poetry, and they will bypass a man's looks. he doesn't have to be a perfect 10. Like a lot of guys, you know, have to have these high standards. A female has to look a certain way. But women will let go of the visual if the verbal is there.
Yes.
Not only if a man communicates and talks to her and listens to her, and you know, but also it's kind of Cyrano de Bergerac. You know, remember that story in the movie, the guy that's ugly with the big nose, but he's feeding the words to the young handsome guy to tell his girlfriend.
Right.
And of course, the girlfriend doesn't fall in love so much with the young handsome guy. She falls in love with what he's saying. So she's really loving Cyrano. And then, of course, the last scene, you know, they meet and all that. But I found a lot of that to be true. That, and I guess if you take a writer and you physicalize them, you kind of turn them into a hunk by living in Alaska and having all that physical exercise and everything. Women kept saying to me, you're like catnip, because not only are you a himbo, but you can talk and write and put that poetry in our ears. And she goes, Michael, you're lethal. Get out of here. I'm falling in love. You know, and all. I kept hearing that, and I'm like, oh, what? I'm just me, you know. But a lot of that was that. And the funny thing was because Cosmo did mention my book in that blurb, women went out and bought that first book everywhere. So they knew me. It's a first-person story, you know, nonfiction. So they call me up or track me down, and I got to tell you this crazy thing. This beauty queen from Memphis, Tennessee, she was Miss Memphis. And I have a weakness for that southern accent. Oh, my God. Those southern belles are like ultra feminine. And when they draw those vowels out, and how, you know, it just wraps around a man's heart like a silver ribbon. And so Kim would call me up and go, Michael, I just have to meet you. And at one point, I was so burnt out, you know, and it was like dessert upon dessert. And I to try to scare Kim away, I mean, his view to most men would have killed, you know, but it was just like I needed a break. And to try to scare her away, I said, Kim, I go, you don't even know me. I said, what if I'm a serial killer? And she said, then I'll die happy. That's how crazy my life was, you know. I'm like, what? That's what we should scare him away.
Wow.
Your wife must be a trip.
And you know what was funny, you guys, when I first came back and, you know, the boys in Mission Control, when I left the island, I couldn't even talk. Because I had lived alone up there like a Sasquatch, like a wild man. And I couldn't even put my words together for a while. It took me time to acclimate, you know, to get back to civilization. So here's Ralph, who's crunching all the girls into the computer. And I said, I don't want to know about, you know, ages. Or I said, one thing does interest me. What part of the United States are we getting the most mail from? And here's Ralph, you know, wrapping a few computer keys, and he goes, the American South. And I go, why do you think that is? And he goes, I don't know. You know, of course, men, we don't have a clue. And I go, okay, here's a letter from Robbie from Atlanta, Georgia. Why don't we call her up and ask her? But I said, why don't one of you guys pretend you're me, because I can't talk too well yet. So the one married guy, who was part of the boys in Mission Control, and it was interesting, you know, why he was there. We could talk about that later, but he called Robbie up, and he goes, hi, Robbie, this is, you know, he didn't say he was Michael. He said, this is, you know, one of Michael's buddies, and we're just curious, why the American South? And Robbie nailed it. She said, you know, we grow up looking for Rhett, Butler from Gone with the Wind. A man who is dashing, handsome, and a little bit dangerous, and very, very romantic. That'll sweep us up to our feet and carry us up that spiral staircase into the bedroom. You know, remember that great scene?
Yeah.
But she said, you know what? You're more likely to meet Bigfoot than Rhett Butler today, because men hook you with romance at the beginning, and then you throw a bucket down that well, a year or two later, and it comes up dry. So it was interesting getting that kind of take, you know. And that was the biggest thing I heard from women over and over, was that craving for attention, for romance, is an ongoing thing, you know, not just at the beginning.
Yes, we do love the romance and, you know, everything that goes along with it. And like you had mentioned, you know, we like things that men say, because I had met a guy on one of the internet sites, and he would send me poems. And then, I mean, it was just something that, you know, the poems that he was sending me was like, oh, my goodness. And I just felt, I don't know, my feelings was just getting so, and I never saw him. You know, I never saw him. We just was communicating over the internet. And, well, we did eventually meet, but, you know, just him sending me these poems. And, you know, when I got to see him, he's a spoken word artist, and he does a lot of different things. But, you know, it was just the way he would send me those poems and the things the poems would say that had really hooked me. You know, he had really reeled me in, you know. So, yeah, we fall for, you know, things as looks and things really sometimes don't have anything to do with it. You know, it depends on how a man comes off. And not so much his poetry, but, you know, his vocabulary, different things he can say that can, you know, entice us. You know, just telling us how beautiful we are, or, you know, how much
right.
How beautiful we look, how we speak, how we walk, you know, different compliments like that are things that women want to hear, opposed to, oh, you got a big booty, I want to tap
right.
that, you know. Women don't want to hear that,
mm-mm.
you know.
Exactly.
So, you know,
exactly.
it just depends on how a man comes off, how a woman is going to be responsive to him. You know, so.
And, you know, so
that's
many guys
husband,
would say to
I mean,
me.
My husband was just standing around, and I just liked the way he stood. He never said anything, but I liked the way he stood. And, you know, he had this white hair, and I'm like, who is this guy? And he's standing around all these women, and he was the only guy. And I used to see him every day at work, and I used to wonder, who is this guy? Because I liked the way he stood. And 23
yeah.
years later, here we are. So
he's still standing.
He's still standing.
But, you know, he probably stood in a genuine way. In other words, he was being himself. He wasn't trying
yes.
to be some player and,
no.
you know, with a bunch of pickup lines. He was who he was.
His pickup line was
you know,
come over and have some Pepsi. I mean, come on.
Well, you know what? All these guys ask me, and, you know, TV shows, all that stuff. It's like, hey, what's the best pickup line to use on chicks? And I say, it's only one word, guys. Hello.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
just,
the truth.
Just say hello and
yes.
be genuine. And away you go. That's
right, because
thing.
Right, because those pickup lines have just been all worn out. What?
Oh, yeah, that is so true.
Mm-hmm. Just be genuine. You know, if you want to meet a woman and you're interested in it, go up to her and say hello, you know. I saw you over there, and I'm really interested. I want to speak to you. Can we go get a cup of coffee? Or, you know, don't go up to a woman and say, you look so good. I could do this to you. And, well, whatever. You don't even know me to do anything to me or for me, you know. But,
you know,
yeah,
a pickup line that I really love, but, again, it harkens back to what you said about poetry. And it's actually, I think it was written by Tennyson, but it is so beautiful, and it always works. The few times, you know, I would roll it out, and it goes, if I had a flower for every time I thought of you, I could walk in my garden forever.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, that's very poetic.
Something beautiful like that, something poetic.
Yeah.
Goes, you know, I want to tap that ass. I mean, come on, you know. And I
yeah.
think that's the problem with rappers, you know.
That'll
guys
call
trying
you
to imitate slap. All these rappers.
That'll cause you to get a slap.
Yes.
Yeah. What's that expression? Men heat up like a match, and women heat up like an iron. You know, it takes time. You guys are slower, but man, or Billy Crystal had that great saying that men just need a place to have sex, but women need a reason, you know. But, you know, it's really amazing that we do get along at all, because biologically, I mean, we are programmed so different.
Yes.
It's just, I mean, that's kind of like the war of the sexes. It's to get us to procreate, nature just, you know, made it pretty animalistic. And that's still a part of the man-woman thing today. And sometimes it you know, crashes down all the ideals of romance and family and, you know, shared houses. It all comes to a crash, like your great book, you know, Back to Zero. I mean, I love that description, too, that the sexual thing can be so powerful. And try to put it into a little box and try to, you know, stuff it down, we got to be careful. Because I think sexuality in people, men and women, it gives us our vitality. It gives us our energy. It gives us our juice, our charisma. And if we, you know, snuff it down too low, then, and if we repress it too much, then we just kind of get, you know, depressive people and gray and listless people. So it's a delicate balance there, you know, of using sexuality. And as a writer, you know that, Gal, that there's not much difference. I mean, when you're really writing on that page, it's almost like, you know, making love. It's just such a sky-high feeling. And, you know, the great paintings and so much of what human beings have done in a wonderful way, it almost comes from the same place that sex does. But, boy, it can sure get out of control as well, you know.
Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Well, this has been such a wonderful conversation and a wonderful time spent with you this evening, Michael. Can you let people know how they can get in touch with you and where they can get your books from?
Yeah, you know, because my name is kind of hard to spell, if they just go on Amazon.com and type in the first two words of my latest book, Wildlife, it's two separate words, wild and then life. It'll take you to the author page, and it has my website and all my books listed and all that. But, Gail, I just want to thank you. You know, you're doing so many good things with your program and educating people and inspiring them and with your own writing as well. You know, you really do a great show, and it's just an honor to spend this time with you. I really mean that.
Wow.
Well, we do appreciate you being on here because, you know, when our guests come on our show, they're treated like royalty, so.
I feel like a king. And I don't ever change the name. Gal Delicious Johnson, that is the best female name. I mean, I'm going to use your name as a character in a book, and she'll
come
be
on,
a
go
daughter.
Right ahead, darling.
Be the most delicious, luscious lady that ever walked the earth. As you are.
Wow. You're more than welcome to do that. We do appreciate you being here this evening. And for that, we're going to give you a great big round of applause.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, everybody, like Michael said, you can go to Amazon and pull up Wildlife. That's two words, and you can get his the information about his books and his website. He's also on Facebook, but unfortunately, he can't receive any more friends. He's reached the 5,000 mark. But he is on Facebook as well. And like I said, we do appreciate you, and this is your second home. Anytime you want to come back, you know how to get in touch with me. But
thank you guys
after,
so much. You know,
yeah.
And if the new book goes to a movie, I'm sending you tickets for the premiere. I mean,
you know.
And maybe we'll even write in a role. We'll have a podcaster named Gal Delicious Johnson, and you have to play yourself.
Oh, well, that'll be good. I'm most
definitely. That would be fun.
I most definitely will. And I, you know, like I said, this is your second home. And, you know, anytime you want to come back, you know how to get in touch with me. And I have a few announcements I want to make before I close out this show. As you guys know, my co-hosts and listening audience, I'm going to, you know, go on hiatus indefinitely. And when I say indefinitely, it could be a couple of weeks, a month, or however, but it's just indefinitely at this particular time. And from time to time, I will be putting reruns not reruns, but archives of my shows up, you know, whenever, but I, you know, I'm going to have to go on hiatus for a minute. And when we come back, we're going to come back with a blast, and I'm also have two more shows to do this month. Next week on the 22nd, we're having a young lady here, Diane Collins, and on the 29th, we're having Mitch Cradle, which is a producer, writer, director, filmmaker. He's a wonderful person. He's right here from the DMV. He's working on a movie called Boss, which is a feature film, so we're going to have him on the 29th and hopefully some of his cast and crew. And as a matter of fact, my co-host, Jay Dino, is one of the cast, and he does a lot with that and The Boss and some other movies that Mitch Cradle had did, short films, web series, and things like that. So with that being said, let's let everybody know, Rhea, let everybody know how they can get in touch with you.
Well, the best way to find me is through Facebook, and I'm Rhea Alexis M. Banks. And you can also do my blog, which is basically consists of my book reviews, and it is Rhea Alexis, that's R-H-E-A-A-L-E-X-I-S .wordpress.com.
All right, y'all heard that. Okay. Terry, you want to let everybody know what you do?
Well, I'm a writer in training. I am on one of the best blog talk shows at night, which is with Gail, and I am also on Facebook, and you can get me at T-E-R-R-I-E, New Attitude, Brown-COX, and that is my name on Facebook.
All right. Okay, Jadino.
Hello, I'm Jadino Plasco. You can reach me on Facebook. My Gmail address is j.dinoplasco@gmail.com.
All right.
If y'all ain't jumped in already, look on Facebook in a little while. You'll see something weird coming to you.
Jadino is multi-talented. He does a lot of things. He's a graphic artist. He just, he does so many things, and I'm definitely so proud of him, you know, because we have some guys out there that's just wasting time, not doing anything productive. But Jadino, he's doing a lot. So hats off, kudos to you, Jadino, and keep doing what you're doing, darling. Okay. All right, as you guys know, Bringing Sexy Back is for the mature listening audience, and our subject matter is sometimes sexual but not limited to other social topics. We discuss relationships, current events, and issues relevant to everyday life. We appreciate you, Mike, for being our guest this evening and our listening audience. And if you have a topic or you'd like to be a guest on the show, send an email to me. That's gjdelicious37@gmail.com. And in the subject line, type topic or guest. We're here every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, giving you guys the best guests and adult conversation on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, bringing sexy back does not mean you've lost your sexy. Bringing sexy back is a state of mind and how you perceive yourself. Thank you, Jadino, Rhea, and Terry, and my listening audience. Love you guys. Be safe. Have a wonderful weekend. And if you're driving, don't drink. And if you're drinking, don't drive. I love talking to you guys, not about you. Good night, everybody, and have a wonderful weekend.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night, Gal, and blessings to everybody. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
You
too. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to my Nana's Internet Radio Show, because it's the best. Good night.